Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. And boy, there was a great benefit yesterday. And Nick, a great friend of yours, and the whole deal. Len, are you there, buddy?
I am, John. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. We're with Len Nelson, who absolutely worked his incredible butt off for about the last 3 months at putting together an amazing benefit for your brother-in-arms, your compadre, and just want to say congratulations, Len, and just get a recap. How did it all go?
It was great. Thank you so much, John. It was nice to see you there. We just had a wonderful day, the outpouring of love for Rick McNeil, my longtime co-host on WAPL, and subsequently with Cutter on one of your competitors there. But just a great crowd. I mean, people were parked up and down the road.
Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. How far do you have to walk?
We've worked together, Len. You know I'm a little
hot-headed
sometimes. So I'm pulling in. You know, I thought, well, I'll check out the... And some guy was pulling out, and I said, oh, well, I'll pull... And he goes, you know, why don't you wait? Or something like that. And we got into it a little bit. So, anyway.
Well, that'll happen.
Yes, that'll happen. But I got a great parking place. But yes, I did have words with somebody on the way in.
Just so. Well, that's, John's got to be John.
John's got to be John. But what a wonderful event, man. And it's great to see Dennis here from the Glam Band and all the bands you had there. I mean, it was like this big all-day rock festival, and people were having a great time.
You know, I started planning the thing. I thought, we'll have a couple of bands. It'll be a nice afternoon with, I expected a pretty good crowd. But boy, this thing blew up into something huge. We ended up with seven bands on the two stages, as you mentioned. And just the number of businesses and individuals who stepped up to donate without asking in most cases. And the people who showed up, wow. I mean, what a crowd. And I tell you, you go to events and it's not always like this one. Just everybody seemed to be just having a wonderful time.
Yep.
Was in a great mood. And it was really super gratifying that Rick could make it for a couple of hours in the afternoon. He was able to address the crowd and tell a couple of stories and thank everybody for being there. I believe he said, he owes the people, radio listeners, his career. A fine career, but he said in all of the things he never would have dreamed that people would have turned out for him like that. But for a guy who's turned that around and done so much for the community itself and all of the charities and stuff that Rick has been involved in, to find out that just how much he was appreciated, I think that was great.
Yeah,
was
so let
kind of overwhelmed with it.
People who feel the same way that couldn't make it, can they still donate?
They can. There is a GoFundMe page that is still active.
Love that.
For Rick. I'll while we're talking here, I'll look up the name of it because it escaped my mind. My mind's still a little frazzled.
Yeah, I'll bet, man.
Kind of processing the whole thing,
but a lot of us have done GoFundMe. That is so easy to donate to, and then you just tell me what we have to look up. I'm sure we could find it.
But Rick, I will say this, and Jim and I and Nick here, Cheese Curd Nick, that's with us. We've all been involved with dozens upon dozens upon dozens events, and you know what? Sometimes you're at an event, and it's like, I got to get some energy going here. That whole thing had energy from the start, at least when I came. And I apologize. I just missed Rick, I guess. But I was watching a damn Bears game. And I don't
know.
Yeah, I know. And so that's why I was late to get there. And everybody was Tammy Elliott and the whole bunch. So it was great hanging out with everybody. But it was just a great crowd for him. Congratulations. Because we've all done events. And sometimes they turn out great. And sometimes, despite your greatest efforts, they do not. But I think that one turned out as good as you could have expected. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree 100%, and that is all due to the spectacular crew of volunteers that I had working with me. First and foremost, a lot of our longtime fans of WAPL, many of whom went on the trips that we were on, our guys, overseas trips or
the international incident.
And I tell you what, that group of people who've been with us for a long time, they got together and took over the you know, the basket drawings and the 50-50s and all of that kind of thing, and just knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was really something to see. I think they did a great job of organizing. If that had all been left to me, it would have been a cluster, you know what.
You know what I mean?
End all clusters, but it wasn't. Thanks to them, and also to the guys at Maloney's, our host for the event. When I asked, you know, a couple months ago, I said, "Hey, do you think we could maybe hold a benefit there for Rick?" And it was like before I got the words out of my mouth, it was 100% yes. And Norm and Jesse and everybody, their whole crew there was just amazing.
That's
knocked
awesome.
It out of the park too. Yeah,
that's awesome, Len. You know, the people have been listening to you guys forever, and I know you're not there anymore, but you know, you guys were such a staple. For, you know, however many, you know, 20 plus years, you guys were a staple in the morning, you know.
30 plus. Actually.
Yeah, 30 plus. And
35.
And back in the day, I was a hardwood flooring installer and a tile installer. Every single morning, you know, you had to turn you guys on every morning on, you know, on WAPL, you know, and it was entertaining to listen to. You guys kept us all entertained. And you know, even at the job site, you know, everybody, for the most part, almost every house that we're at, if there was multiple subs and everything else, it was always listening to you guys in the morning.
Not me and Murphy. Well, wow. Thanks a lot, Nick.
We listen to
wow.
you on... We
hey,
listen
Len, to, great having you on. Best of luck.
Yeah.
We listen to you on Fridays for the birthday song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so what's website? Yeah, give us that so we can still send a couple bucks.
It's Help Rick Stand. If you look, go to GoFundMe.com type in search for Help Rick Stand. You'll find the page there, and yeah, it's still up and active, right. And that has raised a lot of money already. Good friend Amy Sturken put that together a while back. That kind of got things started.
Yep.
And for people who don't know, Rick suffered a series of health problems. He's wheelchair bound at the moment. The goal is to get him back on his feet and going, but it was a cellulitis, and then that turned into some kidney failure, and it's just been a one hit after another for the poor guy. So that's the goal. And of course, because our corporate and government systems are not as good as they could be and should be, insurance cut off the benefits for his ongoing rehab and rehabilitation and therapy and stuff that he needs. And so that's the goal here, is to get Rick back up and around and get him to be able to go back home and you know, live out his retirement the way he's supposed to, because the way it's gone, you know, right now is not the way it should be.
We're talking with Len Nelson, talking about his former cohort for over 30 years. You guys were just such a great team, and obviously Len, and you know, when you work in radio, you get good days, you get bad days, whatever, whatever, but you know what, you guys always, and you and I work together, and we can all say this, sometimes you walk in and you're just in a bad mood or you're just in a crappy whatever, but once that mic is turned on, you have to act like you are you're having the greatest day of your life. And that's one of the things with you and Rick. No matter what, you know, how acerbic or whatever you guys were at times, you guys just always you delivered. You know what I mean? And you can tell
John,
you delivered.
There were people out there who were installing hardwood floors that needed it.
Absolutely. Yep. You delivered to them. You got somebody on?
No. That's the next guest.
Next. Okay. But one of the things, so talk about Rick as far as like when you work with somebody, it's almost like a marriage. I mean, I hate to say it, but it literally is when you deal with somebody every single day for 30 years. I mean, there's an allegiance that gets built up that just won't go away. Isn't that the truth?
It's very true, and it's pretty easy with Rick because although he you mentioned it, he can be a little acerbic, caustic at times, but it was all in fun.
Right.
But yeah, there's a nicer guy you would never meet. Heart as big as the world, So it was my pleasure to do that for him. He has expressed incredible thanks to me, but really it's the whole community that stepped up for Rick. So I thank them and everyone who showed up, everybody who donated, everyone who did anything for this benefit. The outpouring of love was incredible. That GoFundMe site again is Help Rick Stand. So you can make that happen too, because it's going to be a long path still for Rick. He was there for, I think, close to 3 hours yesterday. Got a little tired toward the end, but it was just so great to see him. And I'm pretty sure he went through a gallon or two of hand sanitizer yesterday, because there was a lot of handshakes and fist bumps and hugs going on.
Well, my friend, congratulations. It's a wonderful thing that you did, and tremendous success, but kudos to you, brother.
You know, I appreciate you and Jim and everybody there at Civic Media for, you know, having me on the air to promote the event earlier. No doubt that helped put some butts in the seats, as they say. And it was a great event, a wonderful day. I'm still aglow, although I didn't. I was so excited when I got home last night because it went so well that I didn't sleep too much, and then woke up this morning early, and I'm like, you know, my muscles hurt and my mind hurts, and then I think, yeah, well, that's nothing compared to what Rick's going through. So I'm glad that we could.
And you got a Vikings win.
Yes. What is the deal?
We're not going to talk about
week
that.
One.
This, yeah. This
week
cannot
one.
Stand. Right.
No. Len Nelson, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, and great to see you again yesterday, John.
Great seeing you, buddy.
Congrats,
and congratulations.
GoFundMe.
Please give Rick our very best. We'll keep.
I'll do that.
Pumping the GoFundMe.
All right, appreciate it, bud.
You got it, brother. Take care. See you. Wow, that's cool.
Yep.
So, are you gonna do a benefit for me someday? Maybe.
Like, do we have a guest?
No. Let's just talk about this first. Would you do a benefit for me?
You
someday?
Know, I don't know. GoFundMe, I'm a big fan of that.
An actual benefit at a place where you host it.
For what?
Well, who knows? I got a lot of problems,
you do,
Jim.
You do. I don't know. Do they do that for mental health?
I
guess
don't
they
know.
Do.
I don't know.
Nick,
I don't,
will you have cheese curds for me?
Oh, yeah. We'll do that.
I'll do cheese curds.
Okay, that's
no
cool.
Problem.
We'll start.
All right. Let's go. Todd, who do we got there, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you who we got going on here. We've got Tom. You're on the line, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, Tom, hang on 1 second. I just want to introduce you. We got to go to a quick break, and then we're going to talk about it. great event last weekend for Rick, but we have a big event coming up this weekend, kind of on the other side of the coin, which is Celebrate Recovery. And this has really grown. It's just a culture and attitude that's going on here. You guys have been heading this thing up. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about it. It's at Bay Beach this weekend. So stick around. We'll be right back with Tom Doofman about Celebrate Recovery.
Back at work. Baby, everything is all right. I'm tight, the other side. Baby, the right side of track. She was born in a race. And a great big old heart for a brother's relationship. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor here, Jim.
Big event coming up this weekend, and Tom, thanks for joining us. Celebrate Recovery. It's been going on for years. It's just a group of people who are going through recovery, which is a very, very difficult road to take, and I work with people in that field, and this Saturday we're going to celebrate it. We're going to celebrate sobriety, whether it's 1 week or 20 years. It's an event, and we have on the line with us Tom Doofman. Tom, tell us what's all going on this weekend.
Well, thanks, guys. Celebrate Recovery movement is to bring people together and support one another that are either going through the process of alcohol or substance misuse or those that care about them. And 1 in 4 people are impacted by this issue. Unfortunately, Wisconsin and Green Bay in particular is number one in a category that we don't want to be, and that is the drunkest city in the country. So we're kind of in the middle of it here.
Tom,
but there
can,
are
I,
folks
can, I, can I jump in there?
The country.
Green
country.
Bay is considered country. The drunkest city in the country?
Yeah, there are several polls that are done online, and we perennially are number one, and Wisconsin has 7 of the top 10 cities in the United States.
It's the drunkest state. By far, but question on a trivia question. I don't know if it's made Jeopardy, but the drunkest state. And you'd think it would be, you know, I don't know, people with I don't know, whatever. It's Wisconsin, and that's what it is. And it's not a badge of honor. It's something that we're changing. But your group, or this, you work with a number of groups, but this event is really, they're proud to be sober. I mean, it's these shirts I saw that they're selling about, you know, celebrate recovery or proud to be sober. You know, that's an uphill battle in this community, but I'll give you guys a lot of credit for getting together and making this known.
Yeah, you know, one of the main things that we're trying to do is kind of break the stigma about people choosing not to use alcohol or drugs. And we've gotten a really positive response. The nonprofit that I run is called Section Sober, and we have a sober support table at all home Packer games. And we also have a presence at the Blizzard and Rockers stadiums as well. And we do a lot of outreach along with the Brown County Community Coalition for Change, where we're connecting people that are maybe in need of services with those that provide the services. So we're going to have resource tables at this event that starts at 11 on Saturday at Bay Beach. We're going to have free food for folks and ride tickets, as well as a live band there called This Side Up.
And you got perfect weather. And I want to make a point that this isn't just for people who are going through recovery. This is for their support network, their family, their kids, their brothers and sisters. Anybody's welcome to this.
Exactly. We are all about allyship. So anybody who's going through this process, as well as those that are supporting them, that are loved ones or friends, or just curious about what types of resources there are available in the community, and they just want to learn more.
And there's a lot of resources available in this community, and there just are. We're trying. It's just, it hasn't, you know, I guess caught fire yet, but there's a, you know, I've gone to the Rockers games, and you know, I think if people are even feeling a trigger, you can go over to your table, you can go over to your section and say, look, you know, I'd like to have a drink. And they're like, sit down, man, we're gonna have some fun here, we're gonna watch a game. And I just think it's a great group of people that are really out to support each other.
Yeah, our main goal is for people to not feel like they're alone, and also not to have to eliminate things that are fun and recreational. Alcohol is kind of involved in lots of things that happen in our community, but you don't have to be doing that and still be able to have fun.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the whole point.
Right. So it's this Saturday at Bay Beach, starts at 11 o'clock, kind of a resource fair, but free food, but it's really more of a camaraderie to support each other, and everyone's welcome, and it's a great event. I've been to this before, and I'll continue to be. I'll see you there on Saturday, but thanks for taking the lead on this. I mean, this is something that, it's an uphill battle, though. I just want to say, the drunkest city in the United States, you know, this is going to be tough, but the people who are committed to, you know, changing that culture are very committed to it, and I just want to applaud you for that, and I'm going to come out and support it, and I hope everybody else does, too.
Thanks. September is National Recovery Month, so right, we're kind of keying into that, and we're kind of like the Chinese water torture. We just keep dripping yeah, along, and eventually people might buy into what we're doing. But
they are, we were just talking. I talked to a friend of mine who's in the counseling business, and the younger people aren't really drinking as much as maybe we did when we were their age. It appears like there's some pretty good things going on in the early 20s, later 20s. And that's a good thing. But still, this is by far, everybody talks about fentanyl, and that's a terrible problem, and some of these other drugs. But alcohol is still the number one drug, period, when it comes to domestic abuse, driving criminal homelessness. That's what's driving it.
Right, right. Alcohol is the number one drug of abuse in our country, and it may take 35 to 50 years for somebody to succumb to the disease, but it's so prevalent that it does kind of seep into everybody's existence.
Yeah.
And so we have to keep with each new generation, every 3 or 4 years, we have to repeat the message for those young folks coming up so yeah, that they're supported, and try and move forward with the folks that are kind of being inundated with it on a day in and day out basis.
Yeah. And this is going to be a fun event. I mean, it's just, it's a challenging event, but it's a lot of fun. And like I said, I know a lot of people in recovery, and, you know, come out Saturday, you know, enjoy Bay Beach, enjoy the camaraderie. There's, you know, like you said, there's the rides are going to be open. There's food, there's music. And thanks for doing this. We just talked about, you know, these benefits are difficult. Yours is a benefit or a celebration of recovery, but there's also a great resource there too. There's so many booths there. It's like, you know, you're my, you know, if you got a loved one that you think is struggling a little bit, you know, what kind of help is out there? So yeah, thanks for doing this, Tom. I will see you on Saturday at 11 o'clock at Bay Beach. Celebrate Recovery. Great event in this community.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, you bet.
Take care.
Awesome. You bet.
Thank you, Tom. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great event.
We got to take those things on, man.
And the Zip and Pippin. You ever been on the Zip and Pippin, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has.
I'm the only person in Green Bay that's never ridden the Zip and Pippin.
Are you scared?
I don't know what it is. I've never done it.
That's the best.
Are you afraid of the click-clack, 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 click-clack?
It is.
A little bit.
Built it that way.
I'll be honest.
Have you been to Six Flags or whatever?
Yeah.
Did you go on?
No.
Ooh, that's a good roller coaster there.
I've never done that.
The Eagle?
Yeah. Oh, man. One right alongside the highway, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Ugh.
They have an event. They have it like whatever. They have that week where it runs backwards.
Really?
Well, our thing next month, they set everything up for Halloween. So they got all spooky stuff.
Did you go on that Superman?
No.
Did you?
You come pretty close to the ground. I think it's 6 feet. It's probably 20 feet, but man, it seems like you're close to the ground.
You know what my problem is?
Because you lay down on that ride, right? You just get in there and then
I read about when there's a disaster someplace.
Oh, that's, you get better.
And I have that in my mind the whole time.
Yeah, so you don't go swimming because of a shark? I mean, come on.
But you drive.
I know, but I'm cautious.
You drive with a bad tie rod in.
Oh, my God. Nick saved me one day. Like, you can't believe. When I was in real estate, and I was cleaning out a house, okay? And it was a disgusting house where the cat peed all over. Remember that? I told you about it was like 100 degrees, remember?
Yes.
And I'm driving to the thing, and my tie rod breaks off. And I call Nick, and he comes out, and he bails me out. And we take it to the junkyard, and they won't take my junk. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. This guy saved me that day like you can't believe. Oh, my God.
And
gosh.
Brought you cheese curds.
And
all right.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Back right after this. Like a meteor out of the sky.
Show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, and she's Kurt Nick filling in today. It's always good to have you here, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, and once again, how was your endeavor at Wrigley Field with Eddie Vedder in the gang?
It was awesome. And Boston's next week, so I'll be at Fenway Park.
So you're
Park
going
next.
There too?
Yes.
Are you
Nick, you could lean into that a little bit more because I think we're missing some. I think we have a great community here, and I think we have great venues, and I just don't know why we're not picking up the Stones and some other people.
Yeah, Jim talks about that a lot.
Well, because the three-way Packers, deal, though. It's a three-way deal over there. It's a stadium board. It's the city of Green Bay and the Packers. And a little bit more public support. Not support. Public pressure.
How good are Pearl Jam? Go at Lambeau Field. Incredible.
I think any main band.
Right.
I think it doesn't have to be Pearl Jam. It could be Pearl Jam. It could be Dave Matthews. It could be Garth Brooks. Imagine if Garth Brooks.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
That would. You know how
huge.
You know how they talk about how Paul McCartney sold out in an hour and a half or whatever. Yeah. Garth Brooks. I think if you brought in the Stones, AC/DC, anything. That's like in less than an hour. I would think.
All right, we gotta hold that thought.
Okay. Yes.
Because we got Angie and Fanny.
Another big event
standing by. Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Great.
Fanny, how is the tea business going?
It's been great. We rebranded and it's thriving.
I just want you to know that Jim here, who teaches a class in college on startup businesses, would literally like to have you as his role model on how to do things, right?
I just really love what you did with your market research, going in a competitor's business, sitting down, just listening what they want, favorite drinks, and you know, I think so often we get so excited, we get the financing, we got the idea, and we don't do enough market research. And then we get in there, and it's, ooh, I didn't know that. I didn't know
he
that.
Was
I
so impressed that. By your presentation.
You did a great job. You did a great, great job of that. So I'm not too worried. I would not that I would ever gamble, but I would bet on you.
Oh, my God. You would gamble on anything.
Something, though, that's also going to be a hit is this NEW Dragon Boat Festival. We had that here in Green Bay years and years ago, 20 years ago, but what a fun event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'll start. So it'll be next Saturday, September 14th.
Right.
At the Leech Amphitheater. It's not just going to be dragon boat races, but we'll have a global market. We're going to have glass blowing, live arts and performances. Food, fun, family fun.
Yeah, I don't know what you're naming it, but this is really an international cultural event. I mean, I was looking at who's coming in for this with the Indian dance, Polynesian Southwest Asian dance groups. I mean, you just got a Chinese cultural performances. That's cool stuff for families to witness all that.
Exactly. I think the major difference, like you mentioned, there was Dragon Boat Festival in Green Bay in Oshkosh before, and then in many other places that at water bodies. But our difference is that it's not only for the race, it's not only the sport of Dragon Boat, but it's a multicultural event where we have, you know, you have the food experience with multicultural food, and you have the experience of watching the Dragon Boat race and watching the performances. Most importantly, the event will last until 8 this year. We're having a family-friendly music festival.
Who's all playing for that? What kind of music are you bringing in?
Oh, it's really interesting because in the morning, we're talking about the traditional cultural performances, right? From starting 5 to 8, we're going to invite a famous DJ. She's a Hmong DJ called Sushi Lore. She's quite famous in her area, and she's known for combining the Asian music with the Eastern Western music mixture. It'll be really interesting.
Fanny, how great is it as far as, and I know your history, and I don't want to, you know, go into it too much, but Afghanistan veteran, United States Army veteran, first generation Chinese, I believe, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it great when you guys can embrace the members of your community and bring them together for something like this? I mean, you know, they've been doing German fests or Polish fests or whatever here for, you know, 150 years. Isn't it great, the inroads that your culture has made?
Yes. It's wonderful because Dragon Boat Festival go back to thousands of years of Chinese culture. And then I want to emphasize this festival is not only Chinese. As you know, our co-director is a Korean-American. And then, of course, we have all the Pan Nation-focused dances and performances, and it's not limited there. We have, like, African food on site. We have Mexican food. We have all kinds of food varieties. And most importantly, it's not only about the culture. It's about community coming together and community resources.
Exactly.
In the global market, we have a session for Affinity Fair where it is free for all the nonprofit organization and local community organizations to join to show the public what's available locally.
That's awesome.
And I think I just want to underscore that again, that it's, you can really learn a lot there. I mean, it's a great thing to taste different foods and see different cultures, see different dances. I think that's great for families, kids, even, you know, the parents to see that. But I mean, your goal is to get everybody there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. One of the big intentions of this festival is to increase social connectedness and have people feel like they are welcome in this region, in Oshkosh and the surrounding area, and trying to help people feel like they belong here.
And that's cool, so
intention.
Do they have fried cheese curd there?
So maybe.
Nick?
Yeah, maybe.
Not this year, but maybe the
maybe
following,
next maybe year.
Maybe the next time.
Yeah, it's a little cultural.
Well, I think there's going to be Korean corn dogs, which are stuffed.
All right. Those are awesome. Those are awesome.
Okay. What is it? Tell me about this. Korean corn dogs. I want to know about this.
I think it depends on the vendor, but I think cheese is stuffed into hot dogs with some corn breading and deep fried.
Yep. Oh my gosh. And
there's a place here. I can't think of their business name, but they're on Bodart. And they have like five different kinds. They have one with Flaming Hot Cheetos on it.
Really?
Yeah, but then they have one with Sweet Thai Chili on it. Yeah, they have all kinds of, they are phenomenal.
Oh, I love the sound of this.
Yes.
Wow. You will be find food you have never seen or have never eaten in the area. We have Mochi Donut, which is really popular. And we have about three or four different kind of barbecue from different countries.
Love it.
That's
love it,
awesome,
love it,
you guys
love it.
Doing that.
Tell us again who, what, when, where.
Yeah, it'll be this Saturday, September 14th at the Leech Amphitheater. Races will begin at 9 a.m., the opening ceremony at 10 a.m. We have a cancer ceremony at 3 o'clock and our award ceremony at 4 o'clock, and the nighttime festival starts at 5 p.m.
And food and entertainment all day long.
And you've got perfect weather for this, and there's no competing Packer games, so that Saturday's the day to get out. I mean, you got with the whole family. That, and what a great venue. I just love that, you know, where you're holding this. And then I always think food is a good entry into a culture. So yeah, to try the African, all the different kind of things you have there, that's awesome. So is there an admission to get in? I didn't ask that.
No, it's free. It's okay. Free for the whole community. And you can find out more at www.newdragonboat.com.
Outstanding.
All right. Thanks for doing this.
Hey,
you guys.
Next year, let's do a boat.
Yes.
You and Amy, you sponsor, and do a boat.
We had some sponsors. How is that? You got sponsorships for the dragon boats?
We did. Yes. Quick shout out to US Venture and Oshkosh Corp and all the great corporations and organizations that have given to this cause. A lot of small businesses have donated their food and time, and we're just so grateful for the community support.
Todd, next year we got a boat.
Okay,
I'll work it out.
Civic Media.
Well, in other words, it's got to be one that sinks, right?
I'm the caisson guy, right? The guy that just sits there and just
you can be
yells.
What do they call it? The guy in rowing just yells. Right. Stroke.
Yeah,
stroke.
I want to sit up on top and look at everybody and tell them faster,
Nick. Nick, you and me will be the rowers.
Right. Yeah, hey, you guys got the. Okay.
We will, Nick. You and me.
How many people do we need though? Don't we need like 10 people?
How many people do you need?
Oh, more than that. More than that.
It's more
than
18 people minimum.
18.
18.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a dragon boat?
Yeah.
I didn't know 18.
Yeah. That's a lot. Oh, yeah. 18.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't have 18 friends.
What do you call that guy that sits there and just yells at people?
Coxman.
The drummer. Actually, the drummer.
What's the drummer?
That set up the rhythm of the team.
So do I get a drum?
Roll. Yes. Roll.
There's a drum on the boat.
Faster.
Oh, it's like the gladiator things.
Yeah,
I always wanted to be in a gladiator movie.
I'm cool. That's cool. I'm doing it.
Oh man!
As long as I can wear
the leather skirt, and I'm going to be the whole thing. Serious.
You mentioned you don't have that many friends. That's okay because last year we literally have a boat that's fully strangers.
Really?
Strangers.
Wow. Okay. I'm serious. I'm going to look like Spartacus. I'm doing this.
There are people who come dressed up, and it's a fun event.
I'm in. Nick?
Sure.
Todd?
Oh, yeah. And then this year, I want to mention that we do have a few spots open for individual paddlers. If you're interested, no experience needed.
I'm committed.
I wish I had known.
I'm committed.
I can practice, John, you can practice.
I got something going on. Otherwise, I would be there.
No, it's not celebrating.
Wow.
Recovery. All right.
Angie Lee and Fanny, thank you much. NEW Dragon Boat Festival in Oshkosh Saturday. What a great day that's going to be.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you so very much. Take care.
Those things are really good to support. I mean, and you get, you know, dad's there.
There was something in Green Bay
we did that. That was a long time ago.
That was at Voyager Park, actually, wasn't it? Or where was it? No, you wouldn't have been there if it was Voyager Park.
No.
So it's right here.
Yeah. Wasn't that by Metro?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that. I was there.
Yeah.
I would do. I'm a phenomenal rower. I'm unbelievable when it comes to rowing.
But you have to be in cadence. You can't be doing this while the other guy is going.
I know.
You can't be like this.
I can do that.
Okay, well, maybe the other guy needs to get in rhythm with me.
You
got to
be like this. Not like this.
We got a text. Somebody said, can we start a GoFundMe for John's singing lessons? So I'm thinking maybe.
Good money after bad.
You know? I think you've got good rhythm, John. You could certainly.
It's Todd. Todd, you know that can't happen.
I've got a strong voice, Jim.
You do.
I have spoken at places where people are like, you've got the greatest voice.
I thought about you last night because you're a good announcer, right? And you've done announcing for 40 years. Tom Brady got $345 million for a 10-year contract.
I didn't think he was that good, did you?
It was his first time.
I know.
You know what I didn't like about that? He was a human bobblehead. He was like this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you're right.
This was him.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a lot of money.
I didn't know they made that kind of money. So much money now, it's mind-boggling. It's unbelievable.
And who are those guys for the Packer game? They came out of nowhere, didn't they? Or are they popular?
That was horrible to listen to.
That was not the A-team. Let's put it that
way. No.
Now I was surprised. Weren't you?
I thought from the announcing all the way to the gameplay, it was all like super slow motion, and they were monotone. They were like,
"So we're talking."
And Jacobs.
Nick, we were talking about that, and Don and I are like, this is like really a slow game. And I think the game did take along 18 penalties or something. So that slows the game down.
But I think in general,
it's been a long time since I've fallen asleep during a Packer game. I fell asleep during that game.
I think the announcers are part of it. And I didn't know those guys. Like, should I have?
They didn't seem excited when something happened.
No. Right.
Whatever team it happened on, they just weren't like overly like, oh, you know.
Right.
I know.
Yeah,
I agree.
They will not make
just that whole
the reel
was bad, wasn't it? Yeah. It's like you get so excited. I mean, Friday morning, you and I were like, oh my God, this is a great. Hey, you got my message, right? So we were talking so smart Friday morning, but we're going to a night and we're placing all these bets. I'm putting $100 down on the Packers winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. Halfway through, I called you up. Please tell me you didn't place a bet.
And I was on Saturday morning at 8, and then I said I couldn't talk to you. And then I got in the car, and I called you back. I said, hey, look, a deal's a deal. But then you didn't get that. So anyway.
But can you imagine if somebody put like $5,000 down that day, and then
they can still
three
win the
plays
Super Bowl.
Before the end of the game, Jordan Love goes down?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's week one. They don't play preseason anymore.
No, they really don't.
And I listened to NFL radio the next day, so that was Saturday morning, and listen to replays from Saturday or Friday night after the game. And they talked about the game before, too, the Kansas City-Baltimore game. And they said, listen, you're going to get spotty. You don't know what you're going to get for the first three games of the season for whatever team you like.
Yeah.
Because they're not all in rhythm. I will say this.
I'm not trying to whatever, but we got to set a quick break. But Friday morning, I said, which Jordan Love are we going to see? Quick break. Back right after this. Hey, welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guest? See with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest up to 60 months with no money down and equal payments. Hurry! It ends at the end of the month. Certain restrictions apply. Visit PellaWI.com today.
You sounded more excited saying that than those two announcers did on that Packer game on Friday.
Okay, I don't rip announcers because I've been an announcer and whatever, so I don't want to come off like, oh, you think you're better than, so I don't. But however, I will say this, I agree with what both you guys are going to say.
I mean, we were talking about it at the break. I mean, I was wondering why that game was so slow, and I was saying, what's going on here? But it was 18 penalties. There's a lot of penalties.
Right.
They take their share breaks, but those announcers, I don't know what it was. And I don't even know those guys. Are they experienced? Did they play ball? I didn't know who they were. But anyway, I thought that was really slow. The other thing that bothered me a lot about that game was the producer, the cameraman, I think he was infatuated with the coach of the Eagles. Did they show him enough?
Serrani?
Yeah.
They kept going over to him. You're like, right. It's like, and I'm like, okay, enough of him. I want to see the field. I want to see what's going on.
Well, the
and,
field was horrid.
No, I don't, not the field. I want to see the.
I just thought just that was a bad experience.
The whole
just sitting in my living room drinking cheap red wine, watching that game. Yeah. Skinny girl wine. at the market here, normally $15. It's half price right now. It's a Merlot. It's really good.
Skinny Girl?
Skinny Girl wine. Where's but anyway, anyway, right here, right next to
no,
the
no,
market.
No, but I mean, where's it? Where,
ladies and gentlemen, the spokesperson for Skinny Girl wine, John Meyer.
Wow. Skinny Girl
and still
wine.
Had more excitement than but the two guys at Friday.
Skinny Girl wine makes for a fat white man.
I can't think of the last time I fell asleep during a Packers game.
I know.
And I literally fell asleep during that game.
I think it was 3:45. That wasn't it? Three over 3 hours. That was, like, that was a long game.
Yeah, it was.
I just, anyway, I didn't get into it for a lot of reasons, and I don't know who covered that, but it really bothered me every time they kept going over to this to look at this coach, and I'm like, okay, ask him out after the game, you know? Jeez.
And God bless officials. It's a very tough job, but I thought for the first game of the year, come on.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, but they're, you know what? Just like the night before, they're making an emphasis on stuff. Like the Baltimore getting called for, illegal procedure?
Four offensive linemen. That was unbelievable. Four in a row, almost.
But they're making their
point
trying
of
to
emphasis.
Make, yes, exactly. Wait, we don't want that anymore.
And then
I hate
Goodell.
Penalties. And you know what I say? High school football too. This drives me insane. You get a holding call 20 yards away from the actual play, and okay, but it's a 10-yard penalty. Do you know how hard it is to go from a 2nd and 20 in high school football? It destroys
Anywhere.
The entire drive. Make it a 5-yard penalty. I'm sorry. God bless all the officials out there. It's a hard job. But come on. Lighten up.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
That slows the game down.
Because it destroys the game.
You agree until it's your team.
If it's a clip or a block in the back, something that could injure somebody, for it.
But there
is... little holding call, 20 yards. Come on.
They're inconsistent.
Well, they are. Well, what was that? The
catch?
No.
And they like
intentional grounding. Remember the intentional? Were you guys awake for that call?
No.
No?
No.
So Jalen Hurts gets flagged for intentional grounding. So there's no intentional grounding because the defensive player was impeding his arm.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And well, that's intentional ground. He didn't get it to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Just bizarre. I'm sorry.
But
I'm almost at the point, make holding legal. Just make it legal and let the defensive lineman punch the guy in the face.
2 seconds legal.
Or something. Because penalties are destroying the game of football. They just are.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They're destroying the game of football.
Well, it's not even, it's just, like you said, 18 penalties. It slows the game down.
Yeah. It could have been more than that. I think I fell asleep.
Almost every big play, first thing you think is, well, is there
Where's
a penalty?
The flag? Yeah.
Where's the flag?
Wouldn't that be cool to play, like, after 10 penalties, there aren't any more?
Like, no more penalties. Seriously, unless it's something that flag would rent. Injure a player, like helmet to helmet and stuff like that, okay, that's fine. But these holding calls that destroy the game of football, come on.
Yeah.
Enough. If I was a ref, I would like almost never throw a flag.
Well,
I swear to God, I go through an entire season, unless it was a type of penalty where you were going to hurt the guy, I wouldn't throw a flag.
Well, there are ref teams that throw more than others.
Oh,
well,
it's ridiculous.
My one buddy said he still swears by it. That's Vegas calling in the game. It's a mop call. It's like, need some holding calls.
With the over-under.
Yep.
Are you a gambler at all, football-wise?
I am, yes.
Do you go to Vegas? Do you go to Vegas? Do you go to the casino?
I would rather not tell you where I go through.
Are you one of those guys?
I do sometimes.
Jim and I were talking so smart Friday, and I would have lost every bet.
You would have every bet.
Every single bet.
We took the under. Over
and the Packers.
So this
and
is
the Packers over, would go to the
over
Super Bowl.
Over under was 48 or 49, and they were over
46.
At halftime.
Yurko. Yurko told us to take the
24.
Under for the first half.
24 at half. And
so
he said
we
were at 50 points at halftime.
So we would have lost every single bet.
This is what I did. So I took Baltimore on Thursday night, which I lost.
I won.
Okay.
I took the points.
Did,
I did
okay.
won.
Yeah.
Did you bet on the Packers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lost.
So I took.
I took them straight up.
I took the Packers. I put $50 on the Packers.
Yeah.
I put $1,000 on the over.
Well, that was a good move. What did you make on that? What was that?
Hold this. Wait, no.
Did you make $4,000on that?
Nobody speak.
No, just a
thousand. You bet $1,000?
No, but what did you make?
Well, off of that, $1,000.
So 2,000.
No, okay. You put 1,000 on, right, and you make over, and you make $1,000.
All right, that's fine. That's good. So yeah, you doubled your money.
All right,
that's what I did with these Chiefs.
So then,
but yours was like $20, wasn't it?
Yeah, right, 10.
You made $1,000.
Yeah. Well, then Sunday, what I did was I looked back at last year, week one, and I took all the unders besides the Dallas game.
Oh, you bet on every game.
Well, I just wanted to try something different, so I did all.
Wow, how'd you do?
Well, I can't remember. I looked at it briefly this morning, but I took all the unders besides the Dallas game. I took the over, and I took Dallas on the Dallas-Cleveland game.
Was Dallas over?
Yes. Yeah. Dallas was over in the third quarter.
See, that? Well, the Packers were over at halftime.
Dallas and Cleveland were, it was 43.
Oh, that's low.
And Cleveland was favored by two. Cleveland was favored by two.
Okay, I might have taken that. I didn't see that. Okay, well, I'm going back out there tomorrow.
Can you help us this week, Nick?
I don't win.
Can you
all
come
the
back
time.
On Friday?
It's like anything, you know. You gotta bet big to win big.
Do you want to Jimmy the Greek week? You know,
yes.
Like I come in every
Nick
time.
The Serbian.
We're talking
you're Serbian, aren't you?
Yeah. We are talking to Unitas about being
Nick
a sponsor.
Serbian. All right, we're out of time. Nick, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank
no
you,
problem.
Nick.
I was fun down here. We're back in tomorrow morning. My name is Mayor. See ya.
Friends in no place.